Thank you, Jesus. Make them welcome. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, what a rich presence of the Lord that's in this place. Amen. I feel that yoke-destroying anointing in here tonight. Amen. Amen. Such a rich presence. You may be seated. Amen. On this last night of revival, it is such a great honor to be here. And I do want to give honor to Brother and Sister Myers. They're so incredible, so rich, full of knowledge and wisdom, and just been cherishing every moment that we've had together, him pouring out into me. He truly has a heart for young ministers and preachers of the gospel. And he's got a heart for souls. He's compassionate for that. I'm thankful. Amen, that y'all have such a great leader here, such a great shepherd here. If you love your pastor, clap your hands. Amen. Amen. If you love Brother and Sister Rios, why don't you stand up and clap your hands? Amen. 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 You may be seated. Amen. Who has ever seen an angel before? Amen. I'm asking my wife to stand up. Amen. If you've never seen an angel, man, she's so hot, I have to hug her with oven mitts. Amen. I'm so thankful that my wife and son is with me. Amen. It's such a joy. Amen. My awesome son, little Landon, and we've had such a good trip here. Been such a relaxing week with Brother and Sister Rios, and good to see Brother Jason, too, longtime friend, and Brother and Sister Flemings, and wherever they're at, they're here somewhere. There you are. Amen. And he made an impact on my life as Section 5 youth director for many years since I was in the youth group in Gunbarrel City. And that's where I'm from, if you didn't know. Amen. Little town called Gunbarrel City. I feel like God's wanting to finish a work here tonight. And Wednesday night, I felt like there's been a theme. It has been forward, but Wednesday night, just to recap it, amen, we talked about how your lifestyle challenges the kingdom of hell, your prayer life, your worship, your living for God. On Thursday night, amen, we talked about taking your faith to the next level and how faith is not from room to room. However, it's from level to level. And then Friday night, we talked about the anointing of God and protecting your development as a child of God. I felt like Brother Myers preached this morning all over my subject here tonight. I feel like I'm here for tonight mainly. God has given me this word. I have lived this word. This word has developed because of what God has done through me and with me. So without further ado, if you will stand to your feet, go to Romans chapter 4, verses 17 through 18. Amen. It's such an honor to see all these young people here too. And the whole church. Amen. We couldn't do it without the church here. Couldn't do it without you young people here. And y'all's worship has been phenomenal. Amen. Let's give it up for this platform as well. They have ushered us into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Their dedication throughout this week. Amen. Their commitment to the things of God. We do give them honor as well. Romans chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. Amen. As it is written, I have made thee, everybody say, a father of many nations, before him who he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. But I say against hope. Against hope he believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Over to St. John chapter 1 verse 12. St. John chapter 1, verse 12, the word of the Lord simply says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power, by say, to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen. Why don't you lay your Bible down and just help me pray over the remainder of this service. God, we want you to have full reign in this service. I pray you form the words that come out of my mouth, God. Lord, we rebuke any hindrances, Lord, any spirit that's contrary to your spirit in this place, that we would have full liberty, Lord, to exercise the gift of faith in this place. and that you would change our lives forever, God, that we could come into contact with the Almighty Creator tonight in the name of Jesus. And everybody shout amen. 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 You may be seated. And as I said Friday night, is it okay if I preach like I'm in Gun Barrel City? Amen. Where we look down both barrels and we shoot anything that don't look like God. And if you get powder burned, it just means you're a little too close to the enemy. Is it okay if I preach like that tonight? Amen. Just take my liberty in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I feel like God's wanting to do something great in here tonight. I want to preach to us tonight about the power to become. Power to become. And so that word, whatever, I looked it up. And a little fun fact about that word, whatever, it was voted in 2014 as the most annoying word. Out of all words, whatever was the most annoying word. In fact, it topped the most annoying word list for consecutive years. And really, it speaks volumes about a generation whose consistent response is just simply, whatever. All the mama and daddy say amen. Amen. What are you doing today? I don't know. Whatever. Amen. I'm a youth pastor, so I know kind of how these young people think. And I'll ask them, well, what if you fail that big test? And they look at you and they say, whatever. Amen. What if you lose everything that you have? And then they still look at you and they say, whatever. But the most challenging thing to me is when I look at these young people and I ask them, what are you going to be when you grow up? And it saddens me when they look at me and they say, whatever. That word whatever, it's far more than just a phrase, but it's a value system and that we have settled for. It's just a go with the flow type of mentality and take the path of least resistance. If it looks unattainable, then it's just whatever. It just wasn't meant to be. In place of drive and ambition, we have settled for something so much lower and complacency that has become the battle cry of our day, and it has defined the culture that is around us. And that word and that attitude of whatever, it speaks of an emptiness that is in a generation that has more potential in them than any other previous generation before us. Amen. We have Google. We have resources at the tip of our finger. Technology is at its greatest heights. Amen. But we have created a culture where it just seems like nothing really matters. And that emptiness fills a world that's full of the greatest potential that we have ever seen. And so I want to stir up some things, amen, in this church tonight and remind you that if you've got the Holy Ghost, you've got great potential inside of you to become something great for God. Amen. So Abraham, he was born in the nation that worshiped many gods, and the nation of Ur, the Chaldeans, it did not know the one true God. In fact, they were very sinful, and Abraham's father, Terah, was a devout idol worshiper. And Abraham, he really didn't have any real purpose in life. In fact, all hope was against him because of simply what surrounded him. But God, out of nowhere, he spoke to Abraham, and he said, get out of this country and go to a land where I shall show thee and make you a great nation. Now, at that point in his life, nothing about Abraham was special, nor did he have what it took to become a great nation. But when God looks at you and tells you, I'm about to do something great for you, and it's going to be awesome, and great things are going to come out of you, that's really not the time to analyze it and run it through your thought process and think to yourself, I came out of nobody, I'm going to be nobody, and my mama and daddy wasn't great, I'm not going to be great. But when God looks at you and says, something great is going to come out of you, the greatest thing you could do as a Christian is simply obey God and start walking in what he's trying to pull you into. Amen. How many times has God told us to go and we sit still out of unbelief that we could really become what God has destined us to become? Amen. I believe that God is looking for a church that will not sit when God says go. And God is searching for some men and women of God that are not afraid of the unknown, but against hope. You believe in hope that God can call those things which are not as though they are. Amen. No matter where you're at in life right now and what you're facing and what you're up against, if God is trying to pull you and you feel the Spirit of the Lord trying to pull destiny out of you, amen, the greatest thing you could do in this service tonight is just simply open up to God and let Him take you into the unknown and just follow after the leading of the Holy Ghost. We cannot develop the whatever attitude. We cannot afford to become complacent and bored in the house of God and uninterested and uninvolved when you've got great potential in you. You've got the Holy Ghost and fire in you. It only takes one person to stand up and make up in their mind, I'm going to do something for the Almighty God, and hell will not stop you. Amen. Amen. And I just tell you that God is going to give you the power to become whatever it is He wants you to be. And you may consider the unknown, but God doesn't know unknown. And you may consider the impossible, but God doesn't know impossible. And you may consider the trip, but God does not flinch at what's ahead. If you feel like God is leading you by His Spirit to uncharted waters, I say get up and go in the Holy Ghost. Don't be afraid. Don't be fearful. God is going to equip you in the storm. He'll strengthen you in the valley. He'll lead you in the wilderness. All you've got to do is make sure that you're moving forward. If you'll just put one foot in front of the other and start marching, amen, I believe God is going to do something for the great city of Paris. Amen. God will make sure all of your needs are met and that you will not go without. So quit flinching at what's ahead. Quit weighing out the option and just start putting one foot in the other. You may not know where God's trying to take you right now. You may not know what's around every corner, honey, but let me tell you, the Holy Ghost will draw you and lead you into all truth and all righteousness. You might say you'll never be Pentecostal. You don't know what you'll be. Amen. When you start following after the Holy Ghost and the pulling of the Spirit, hallelujah. Amen. I've seen it time and time again. I've seen people come through the church doors and say, I'll never shout like them. I'll never pray like them. I'll never talk in tongues like them. I'll never dress like them. I'll never act like them. And it's almost like they're challenging God, but you give it a little bit of time. Amen. If you hang around truth long enough, truth will get in you, and truth will change you, and truth will make you what you need to be in the Holy Ghost. Don't tell God you'll never be apostolic. Don't tell God you'll never be Pentecostal. Don't tell God you'll never be an aisle runner. Don't tell God you'll never leave for joy. Don't tell God you won't ever lose your ever-loving mind in the presence of the Lord. You don't know what you'll do when you step out and start following God and start putting one foot in front of the other. I'm telling you, there's so much power and there's so much potential in this house tonight. If we could all just get a hold of what I'm trying to say. Amen. There's no telling what God's going to do in this world and in this city. This building's not big enough. There ain't enough chairs in here. There ain't enough pews in here. There ain't enough Sunday school teachers in here. There ain't enough ushers in here. There ain't enough vans in here. You don't know what God's going to do when you start walking out and stepping into the purpose and potential of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the journey, Brother Myers, is where we're shaped. And we find out that what we were afraid we lacked, we actually had in us. And sometimes God has to put in us, amen, some undesirable places in life to prove to us that what we have in us is what it's going to take to get where we're going. And Satan fears a saint that's willing to go where God leads. Amen. That's why there are these unexpected attacks that we didn't have a clue that were coming. Amen. Brother Rios told me about some things that happened, amen, this week leading up to this revival unexpected attacks and, amen, things that might have been discouraging. Those attacks that we never would have thought we could overcome until it happened. Amen. You don't know what you got into, amen, until you come up against these impossible situations and God pulls that greatness out of you. And that's what you read in Samson when he was called to become a judge for Israel. And he went to the Philistines to seek out an occasion to begin the deliverance of Israel out of the hands of Philistines. And on his way, the Bible said that a lion jumped out at him. It was this unexpected attack. Not only unexpected, but this was Samson's first real battle. Now, he was anointed at birth to become a judge. But up until this point, he has never won a battle. The only thing that I believe that was going through Samson's mind was this lion in front of me is the only thing between me and becoming a judge. And when that lion backed him up in a corner, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson. And Samson rent that lion in half. Can I tell you, Samson? Samson did not know that he was that anointed, but God sometimes preserves the anointing for those times of unexpected attacks to show you that if you'll just move forward, amen, God Almighty will tear down any opposition that comes against you. Jesus said the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Brother Meyer, that is not a defensive scripture, but that is an offensive scripture. Amen. When the church gets ready to go on the move, when the church gets ready to move forward, he's telling you, amen, no matter where you put your foot, no matter if strongholds are there, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. But you'll never find that out, and you'll never understand that if all you do is sit where you've always been and not continue to move forward in the Holy Ghost. If you'll just start marching, hell will not stop your forward progress. Amen. March forward. I just come to remind us, saints of God, tonight that sometimes you're more anointed than where you worship. And sometimes you're more anointed than you pray. Amen. And if you believe what I'm preaching right now, amen, we ought to shout this house down. Amen. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. Amen. It don't matter if you're in the valley, that's shaping you. It don't matter if you're in the wilderness, that's growing you up. And I don't care if the enemy has set up camp around you. God has a reserved anointing that he will give you right in the middle of your trouble. Why? Because he has given you the power to become the sons of God. God. Amen. If hell has broke out in your life, if hell is after you, that must mean that heaven has you. That must mean that heaven has a purpose in you. You're not just facing hell, amen, because you're weak. You're facing hell because you've got a lot of power in you and you've got a lot of purpose in you. Don't let it slow you down and detour you and stop you. Amen. Slow progress is better than no progress. You might come to God slowly, or you might come to God faster, but the key here is you just got to start marching, and you got to start putting one foot in front of the other. Yeah, we all mature faster, amen, and slower. We're all at different walks of life. None of that really matters. It don't matter what your past is. It don't matter, amen, if you've been in the church for 20 years or this is your first time in the house of God. You can make the progress tonight by putting one foot in front of the other and let God pull greatness out of you. Amen. So the battles that we face, it's what shapes us into becoming. Amen. The fact is, if God told you to go, then why are you afraid of what the devil's going to do? If God said, I'm going to make you the father of many nations, why are you still where you are the day he spoke that to you? I believe, and I have experienced in my own ministry, in my walk with God, that God will send provisions along the way. And if you read and study the life of Elijah, you'll find that his provision wasn't where he was, but it was where God told him to go. He said, Elijah, go east and head towards the brook, and I'll send ravens to feed you. Amen. Did Elijah go without that day? No. There were ravens waiting to feed him and sustain him for the journey, just like God had said. Amen. God will not fail you, church. God will not let you be defeated. You've got
got more in you than you think. In fact, victory is in your next step forward. Amen. The children of Israel found out that there was no wall tall enough and there was no giant big enough to stop them from getting to Canaan land where God said flowed with milk and honey. Victory was in their pursuit. It was in their forward progress. If you'll take a step forward, God will knock your enemies backwards. Let me say it again. If you'll take a step forward, God will knock your enemies backwards. They wanted to talk about giants, but Joshua and Caleb wanted to harvest some grapes. Amen. I believe God's got some grapes for this church and some great testimonies for some people that are going to walk forward in the Holy Ghost in this service. Amen. It's true that if God called you to it, he'll see you through it. Every single time. And all the things you face along the way, they're just simply the things that are enabling you and empowering you to become what God said you was going to become. Amen. You see, God gives us these tests just to get us to that place where he called us to be. Amen. I started out as a janitor. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. There ain't no test like a test of cleaning toilets and vacuum up the fingernail clippings that you... Amen. All the janitors say amen. But I believe these tests, amen, are what's shaping us to get us prepared and ready for what God wants you to be. And these tests include, but are not limited to, the time test, the word test, the character test. God wants to test your character. Amen. The motivation test. Are you motivated tonight? The servant test, the wilderness test, misunderstanding test. The patient test. Amen. One lady prayed, God, I want patience right now. Amen. The frustration test. Discouragement test. How many's ever been discouraged? Warfare test. Self-will test. Vision test. Usage and promotion. All these tests shape us and mold us and give us the power to become the sons of God. Amen. God gave Joseph a dream. But I want you to notice something. Joseph did not ask for that dream. Was not his ambition to have that dream. Something that Joseph did not ask for. And he told him, he said, you're going to rule over your brothers. But what he didn't tell Joseph was, there's going to be a journey. And in that journey includes your brothers betraying you. It includes the pit. It includes Potiphar's wife. It includes prison. All these tests that tried him. All these unexpected attacks that should have destroyed him. But at the end, he looked at him and he said, what the enemy meant for evil, God meant it for good. Amen. Joseph could have given up in the pit. He could have thrown in the towel when Potiphar's wife lied on him. He could have given up on the dream when he was thrown in prison. But he just kept on moving. And he just kept on putting one foot in front of the other and letting what he went through make him what it was going to take to be a ruler. There's no such thing, church, as a wasted trial. God does not waste anything that you go through, but he allows it to shape you and give you the power to become the sons of God. Amen. That's why you can't afford to give up. That's why you can't afford to get mad. That's why you can't afford to get discouraged and leave the church. That's just simply hell trying to stop you, amen, from walking in your potential and the calling of God. But I believe and I feel a strong, amen, pulling of the Spirit that there are gifts and callings that are going to reign in this place tonight in the altar call. I felt it all day, Brother Rios. There's such a pull in this city of potential and of power and of greatness, amen, that when we call an altar call here in just a short bit, if you want it, God's going to put it in you. And just like Abraham, he told Abraham, Abraham, kings are going to come out of you. Greatness is going to come out of you. Amen. Future is going to come out of you. And I believe, amen, that if you'll surrender your life to God tonight, kings are going to come out of you. And greatness is going to come out of you. And purpose is going to come out of you. Amen. But you've got to be daring enough to believe and bold enough to walk in the unknown, into uncharted territories. Maybe you don't understand Pentecost. Maybe you don't understand everything that's going on right now. Amen. You don't have to come to the full knowledge of what we're doing around here to be used of God. All you got to do is just keep on showing up and let God do the work. Amen. You might not be cleaned up overnight. That's perfectly fine. Amen. But every step you take, God's going to do something great in you, and he's going to pull something out of you, and he's going to develop something into you. Amen. It might not look, amen, big right now, but little is much when God is in it. Hallelujah. Don't challenge the growth because it ain't happened fast enough for you. Don't challenge it, amen, because you didn't see it like it's supposed to happen. Amen. You just keep on walking forward and God will do the changing, and God will do the maturing, and God will pull the greatness out of you. Amen. I wish I could do it for you, but I can't. I wish I could, Brother Meyer. Amen. But only God can pull what he has put in you out of you. And when them four lepers had an epiphany, amen, they realized if they sit there, they're going to die. But if they go towards the enemy, there's just that small chance that the enemy will have mercy on them and let them live. So what did they do? They picked themselves up and they started marching towards the enemy's camp. And guess what? God showed them favor and ran the enemy off before they got there. And when the lepers showed up, they were able to reap the benefits of their faith. Amen. I believe there is a favor of God when the church starts marching forward, amen, and not sitting still. But when you begin to get up and start walking in faith, maybe he will, maybe he won't, maybe he's able to deliver, maybe he's not, it don't matter. You just start marching forward and God will take care of the rest, and you will reap the benefits of your faith by simply putting one foot in front of the other. Amen. God's able to do anything. God's able to pull greatness out of anyone. It don't matter who you are. It does not matter where you come from. Amen. When God filled me with the Holy Ghost, I was 18 years old. That was 10 years ago. God has done a lot in my life in a short amount of time. Amen. And I'm telling you, I was laying in my bed one night, and God showed me a dream of me preaching the word. He opened the Bible up in front of me and he showed me John 1:1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And he put that calling of ministry on my life, and I began to meditate on that. And then he gave me this little nugget. Amen. He said, you got to come out of bondage to receive your calling. Amen. I just started marching forward, and I felt like God had given me a word. And I wrote some things on a piece of paper. Amen. Let me tell you how uneducated I was, Brother Meyer. I did not know the word of God, but I know what God has spoke to me. And he had told me to preach, amen, this title, Can't Touch This. Amen. And I didn't have my hammer pants on either. Amen. But I was so uneducated. I've been waiting 10 years to tell this story, Brother Myers. I didn't even know where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in the Bible. Did not have a clue, but I knew God had called me to preach on that subject. And I picked up the telephone, and I called Marie Miller, and I said, can you tell me where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is in the Bible? And she told me, and I began to develop the thought. Amen. I didn't have internet. I didn't have Google. I did not have a computer. All I had was a piece of paper and a pencil. Amen. But God had called me to preach. I wrote a few notes, folded it up, and waited for that Sunday morning. Amen. I walked into my pastor's office, and I went to get his title and text. And I said, I got to talk to you when I get back. I turned around, and he said, are you ready to preach? I turned around to him. I said, well, how'd you know? And he just smiled at me. I said, yeah. And I went to pull it out of my back pocket and open it up. I said, here, you want to read it? He said, nope, I want to hear you preach it. 2 weeks from now. And boy, hell broke out of my life. Amen. I'm telling you, everybody was saying, man, he don't deserve to be up there preaching. Amen. That kid's bad news. Amen. But I'm telling you, God can develop the worst of sinners. Amen. Don't matter where you're at in life. Amen. That Saturday came. Amen. My aunt came down and visited. She was supposed to be in church that Sunday with me. She OD'd on medication. She was in ICU that Sunday. I had all these things on my mind as I was trying to prep, amen, and get ready for service. But that night, my mom showed up. My dad, who said he's never going to step foot in a church house, he showed up that night, and I began to preach, can't touch this. You can touch my body, but you can't touch my spirit. And the fire in me is hotter than the fire I'm going into. Amen. We had invited people, and God filled a lady with the Holy Ghost. On my very first sermon that I ever preached. Amen. God, I didn't know I had that in me. Amen. But God knew what was in me. Amen. And he pulled it out of me. Hallelujah. You don't know what's in you until you start stepping out in faith. You might have a little preacher in you. You might have a little missionary in you. You might have some teacher in you. You might have some ushering in you. You might have some bus ministry in you. Amen. Just forget about where you came from and just start walking in what God called you to start walking in, and he'll start pulling it out of you. Hallelujah. Oh, Cole Rios. Oh, man. Oh, Cole. He was one shy dude. Amen. He didn't know any trouble until he met me. And God filled him with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. And we began, we stayed at the church. We have a sound room that's up top like that one. And they kept it locked. But me and Cole, we'd break in the church and I'd hoist him up to that sound room. And he'd get up in there and he'd flip that sound on. And boy, we'd hop back down and we'd get up on that platform. And man, we would just have a jam session. Now, I did not have any music capabilities in me. I didn't even know how to play the radio. I mean, it was bad. And so I just know that on Saturday night, my wife and Brother Rios was in a Sunday school room, and they were decorating a classroom, and I was in a dark sanctuary, and I began to play Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. I spent hours working on that song, and I hate that song, and I spent hours working on that song, but I just felt like God was trying to pull something out of me, and I didn't know what it was, and boy, I was so excited. I told Cole and Angela, I said, y'all come in here. I learned this song on the piano, and man, I thought it sounded beautiful, and I'm bam, 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 and I don't know what I'm playing. I'm expecting them to be in awe and fall out in the Holy Ghost and all that. And they didn't have a clue what I was playing, and that really shot me down there. Amen. That next morning, amen, the piano player was sick. We didn't have nobody. Little old Blake Moore came on the platform, and I just said, hey, I'll play. And they looked at me and said, what? So yeah, I've been at the church all night playing this one song. Amen. Lord, I lift your name on high. We can do it. And we sung that song forever that morning. Amen. 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 Let me tell you, you can do a lot of great things if you become sensitive to the voice of God. I didn't know there was talent in me. Amen. Now I can tear up a keyboard. Literally, we tear them up in Gumbrow. We have to replace them like every few years. Amen. But God can pull it out of you. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't know. Don't ever say you'll never be something. Don't ever say you can't do something. You don't know what you can do until you start stepping out and let God use you and pull out what you thought wasn't in you was really in you. The hope of glory. They said, I'll pray until Christ be formed in you. I just feel a tugging in the Holy Ghost that there's talents and callings and giftings in this place that God is going to baptize this church with and pull it out of you this coming year and use you in a powerful way. You don't know. You don't know. I'm closing. But our scripture text said that Abraham went out against hope, but yet he believed in hope. And God gave him dominion everywhere he put his foot down. Amen. I think as a church, we got to start claiming and becoming everything that God has destined us to become. And it all starts by putting your foot down in places that you have never been before. Amen. Maybe God is trying to lead you to become this prayer warrior that this church needs, but it's going to require you putting your feet down in some spiritual war zones, places that you've never been before. I'm talking about walking in the next dimension of spirituality. Amen. What you don't realize is God has already put it in you, what it takes in you. You just simply got to start walking and let God bring out the power in you to become the sons of God. Amen. When all you have is a calling is all you'll ever need. Amen. You don't have to wait for all the finances. You don't have to wait for all the knowledge. You don't have to wait for all the friends. You don't have to wait for all the social status. Amen. You may be a nobody here. Nobody. Maybe you're here and they don't know your name. Amen. But if you got a call, that's all you need is a call. All Abraham needed was a call to start walking into places that he wasn't familiar with. But God used that and pulled greatness out of him. Amen. All we need tonight is for God to pull a calling on us. And with the calling, you can do great things in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Don't let where you've been, amen, stop a spiritual progress that's in your life. Amen. Brother Myers, I was preaching a revival last year in January. This is the New Year's revival, and I was preaching on a Friday night, and this Hispanic man walked in. He had covered in tattoos and jewelry, and he was in a gang in Las Vegas, and he had done some terrible things. Amen. But when I got done preaching, he came to the altar. We laid hands on him. God filled him with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Amen. Something great happened in his life that night, but we wasn't sure of the extent of what God was trying to do. And Saturday night came, and you know how it all is. You see people get the Holy Ghost, and then they don't show up. God, amen. God is not your mechanic. That went over real well. Amen. And so Saturday night, we're just kind of twiddling our thumb. Man, I wonder if Juan's going to show up tonight. And we're kicking off service, and here comes Juan. He came to service that Saturday night, and God refilled him with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And, man, we're excited over it. God's working on him, but we still didn't know the extent of what God was doing in his life and what God was working on him and dealing with him with. And then Sunday morning, amen, we were sitting in the office, me and the pastor, and we were just talking about the revival and how God is doing great things. And we were just wondering, is Juan really going to show up on Sunday morning? We walked out there in the sanctuary. It's time to start church. And lo and behold, there's Juan sitting in the sanctuary. And I get done preaching, and he came to the altar, and God filled him with the Holy Ghost again. Let me tell you, getting filled with the Holy Ghost is not just a one-time experience, church, but you can get it all as many times as you want to get it. Amen. 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 You leak throughout the week. We need the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. We need a fresh experience with God. Amen. And so Sunday night came, Brother Myers, and really, that's the true test. It's a Sunday night service, and we was really going to test him if he got the real deal. And we was in the office, and we was talking, and we hear this knock on the door. We hear the knock on the pastor's office, and we open it up. It was old Juan, and Juan had tears in his eyes, and just really, he said, "Pastor, God's been dealing with me. I've had some things in my life, and Friday night he filled me with the Holy Ghost, and Saturday night, he filled me with his spirit again. And Sunday morning, he did it again for me. But God's really been dealing with me about some things that I have in my life." And we're sitting there, and we're listening to him. And he brought out this bag of stuff. And we just expected him just to kind of set it aside. But he said, "Pastor, it's time for me to give it all up." And this is just what the bag looked at. It's got some things in it. Amen. But he just turned that bag up on pastor's desk, and he just dumped it out. And all this stuff scattered across his desk, and it was dirty movies. It was drug paraphernalia. Amen. He had a tool in there that they used in the gang to cut people's fingers off. Amen. He had all kinds of horrible things. He had beer in there, and we left it in pastor's office. I hope he threw it away. He just had all this stuff all over the desk. And man, that was a real huge step for this man. Big step. Amen. He didn't have to do that, but some people just they grow faster than others. Amen. Don't judge your growth based on other people's growth. Amen. God deals with each person individually and what you need to work on and what you need to grow in. And so this was his deal. This was his conviction. And he just gave it all up. And we thought that was it. But he tears got in his eyes. And he reached in his back pocket. He pulled out the old red bandana, the thing that symbolized the gang that he was in. Amen. That was the easy stuff, Brother Myers. Amen. But you don't know what it costs to give up your identity in a gang. You don't just give up on a gang and things be okay. This was a huge step for him. And he pulled that old bandana out, and he looked at it, and he said, "Pastor, I've got to give it all up." And he took that red bandana, and he threw it on the desk, and the Holy Ghost filled that office, and we began to pray over him that God would protect him from things that would try to harm him. And he began to give that stuff up. A few weeks went by, and God began to work on him and pull things out of him. And the next time I came, he was on the platform playing the drums, full of the Holy Ghost, full of grace and truth, and he was doing great. Amen. He was worshiping God with all of his heart, and I thought that was great. I thought that was awesome. Amen. A few months went by. I came back and preached. And the next thing you know, he moved from the drums and he started singing on the platform. Amen. It didn't look like a Pentecostal singer because he came out of a drug-filled life. He had that mic turned up like that, Brother Meyer. I thought he was going to start rapping for Jesus, but he was singing for Jesus. He had a real deep voice, but he allowed God to pull something out of him that he didn't know what was in him. Amen. Do not challenge, amen, the grace of God. He is able to pull something great out of you, church. I stand across this building. And the calling's all you got. The calling's all you'll need. My pastor says it like this. He said, "Only in a calling will a man do for nothing what he normally wouldn't do for anything in this world." Amen. That's what God's wanting to bring some of you to. Amen. That undeniable experience with the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's not just another emotional encounter. Amen. But when you come to an altar, amen, leave some things at an altar and get up changed to the glory of God. Amen. It might not be an overnight transformation. Amen. But a little here and a little there. God's still working on me. There's some things, amen, that He's still filing down in my life and polishing me up. Amen. The finished work of Calvary, it's never going to be finished in your life until He calls us home. Amen. But you cannot afford to stay stagnant. Amen. And not grow in grace and not grow in God. But God's pulling on some people right now. Amen. He's dealing with your heart on what you need to give up. He's called you to give it up several months ago, and you're still hanging on to it because you're just not sure if this thing is real. Is it divine? Is it of God? But I'm here to tell you, as the evangelist in this service, it is of God, and the power of the Holy Ghost is real, and He's able to save, heal, and deliver to the uttermost. And whatever you need God to do in your life, He can do it in this service right now. Amen. Why don't we come around this front? Amen. That's just a commitment. Amen. Of things that we're going to give God, things that we're going to offer God, things that we're going to do for God. Amen. Maybe you have felt the nudging of the Spirit calling you to deeper places, calling you to deeper waters. Amen. It's time to get out of the ankle deep waters and out of the knee deep waters and out of the waist deep waters. But the old prophet said, I got to get in the waters to swim in. And the Bible said that wherever those waters lead, there was healing. Amen. You got to get lost in the flow of the current of the Holy Ghost. Why don't we stretch our hands toward heaven right now? Let's do a church-wide lead of repentance. I want you to repent right now. God, forgive me of all of my sins. Forgive me, Lord, of my bad attitudes. Forgive me, Lord, of being stagnant. Forgive me, Lord, for having the wrong motive. For having the wrong outset mind look on Christ Jesus. Forgive me, Lord, of the inward things. Search me deep, God. Create within me a clean heart. Renew within me a right spirit. Wash me and purge me with hyssop, O God. I want you to open up your mouth and let that power of God transform your life right now. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, now's a good time to surrender to Him. Amen. And let God fill you with the Holy Ghost. Come on, it ought to sound like sounds of rushing water in this place. The Spirit of the Lord is trying to pull greatness out of you. He's trying to deliver you. Amen. He's trying to set you on a path of destiny. Amen. It's time to cling to God like you never before and let Him pull it out of you. In your own way, begin to pray right now and lift your hands and heart before God and let Him do it for you in the name of Jesus.
Come and make your throne.